Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
My wife showed me an article that says a man's beard has more germs in it than dogs. Well, of course, I said, I don't even have one dog in my beard. Okay, that either made you grin or you're going, huh? It's a bit freaky to think about, isn't it, that there are tiny creatures living in our beards and our noses. I'm told that a vast majority of life on Earth is too small to see. Yet as scientists study these awesome creatures through microscopes, they are astounded at the beauty and complexity of Earth's smallest organisms. And so, I thought it'd be fun to introduce you to just two invisible neighbors today. First, the tardigrade. Otherwise known as moss piglets and water bears, they live, well, everywhere. On mountaintops, in ocean trenches, from Antarctica to the inside of your ears. Not really, but chances are good that a few thousand are within a stone's throw of your body, right now. They look like chubby, eight-legged gummy bears. But what is immensely cool about these little guys is their ability to survive almost anything, anywhere. Some can withstand temperatures from minus 272 degrees Celsius all the way up to plus 150. That's 300 degrees Fahrenheit. This little gummy bear can survive extreme levels of radiation and pressure, too. Some can live without food for more than 30 years. Scientists sent the resilient and feisty tardigrade into space on the outside of a rocket. They survived there too. Under certain stresses, a tardigrade shrivels up and enters a dormant stage where it can remain for decades until the conditions are right to return to normal life. I'm going to try that next January. How these tiny marvels survive such extremes mystifies scientists. While tardigrades are the teddy bears of the microscopic world, neighbor number two, the hydra, is a bit of a monster. You'll find them in bodies of fresh water pretty much everywhere. Mr. Hydra has as many as 12 tentacles armed with thousands of poisonous darts. Any unfortunate microbe that brushes against a hydra tentacle is instantly paralyzed, pulled into the hydra's mouth, and swallowed whole. Ow, ow, ow. Get this, if you cut off a hydra's tentacle, it will regrow, and the severed tentacle will grow into an entirely new hydra. I know you wouldn't, you're nice, but if you cut a hydra into 100 pieces, it'll cost him an arm and a leg, but in a day or two, you'll have 100 mini hydras. In one famous experiment, scientists put a hydra in a blender and pulverized it into hydra goo. Incredibly, the hydra's cells clumped together and regenerated into a healthy hydra. I'm not making this stuff up. Some scientists believe the hydra may hold the key to healing genetic diseases and regenerating body parts, like my hair follicles. As they peer through microscopes, scientists are finding complexities that defy explanation. And if the tiniest creatures in creation are unimaginably complex, what about us? King David wrote in Psalm 139, "I praise you, God, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and I know this full well." From the elephant to the tiny creatures that live in our beards, all creation declares the glory of God. One more stunning fact about the hydra, they don't appear to age or die of old age. From what we know, the hydra can live forever. Gazing at the night sky or looking wide-eyed through a microscope, we'll find reminders of the God who set in motion the macro and the micro. Could it be that a loving God created the tiny hydra as a reminder to you and me that we can love him back for all eternity?
Here at Laugh Again, we combine humor with a deeper purpose. As one listener wrote, "Phil, I love your humor and the truths you beautifully incorporate into your stories. This ministry centers on sharing the hope, joy, and truth of Jesus. Our goal isn't just laughs, but turning hearts towards the only one who can wipe our tears for good. Want to join this mission? Support us with a financial gift today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life."